Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Chance of right-handed hitter. Drives one deep to left. It is way back. Forget about it. We are tied at three. Upper deck for Danny Jansen. And he lifts off to knock the ball game at three.
Recapping the Red Sox loss against the Blue Jays.
1-1. Here it is. High drive to center field. Jackie turns, races back to the track, back to the wall. It is gone. Brandon Drury, of all people, a two-run home run. The third allowed by Sale. Almost certainly the final pitch he'll throw tonight. And with it, the Jays lead it 5-3. Here comes Alex Cora.
We need to stop talking about it and we need to start doing it.
Dial 617-779-7937. Now, Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Oh, man, you were starting to feel good tonight, right? Chris Sale in that first inning, three strikeouts. You're starting to feel good about your guy, Chris Sale, your ace. A couple of rocky starts before this one against these Blue Jays and against the Chicago White Sox. And you're saying to yourself, well, looks like Sale in the first inning found his slider a little bit. You get a 2-0 lead from the two-run single from Rafael Devers. You're feeling good about your Red Sox. Nope. Chris Sale again. Another horrible, horrible performance from the guy that's now making $145 million. What do you make of Chris Sale tonight? What do you make of your Red Sox right now? 617-779-7937. All right, one other thing that I need to address off the top before we get into Sale specifically, and I'm not making excuses for Chris Sale, but it's something I was thinking about tonight as we continue to go through that thing. And you saw Chris Sale working very, very slowly tonight. I heard that they brought Sandy Leon back to the big club. Remember, got rid of Blake Swihart. They brought Sandy Leon up to the big club because he was great at calling games. He was unbelievable behind the play. That's what Sandy Leon does. He calls a great game. And now, with Christian Vasquez behind the plate and Chris Sale on the mound, he has an ERA north of 6. I thought that Sandy Leon was supposed to be Chris Sale's personal catcher, if you will. When Vasquez catches Sale coming into tonight, he had an ERA north of 6, and that is now going way up after the performance tonight. Now, like I said, not making excuses for Sale, but I'm trying to figure out what the point of that was. I remember when John Lester had a personal catcher in David Ross, and you stuck with it. Why isn't Sandy Leon Chris Sale's personal catcher? If you were making this move to help the pitching staff, and specifically trying to help out Chris Sale, why isn't he still the personal catcher? That's something I'd like to know from Alex Cora. I'm wondering if it'll be asked after the game tonight if you're going to think about putting Sandy Leon behind the plate for Chris Sale. Because Chris Sale, one thing we know he doesn't like to do, he doesn't like to shake guys off. He likes to work very, very quickly. And we saw it tonight again. He worked very, very slowly, and we've seen it the past couple of times he's been on the mound with Vasquez behind the plate. I'm not blaming the game on Vasquez. This is about Sale, but I'm just saying I'm still trying to figure out why Sandy Leon was supposed to be his personal catcher. Now he isn't his personal catcher anymore. That's just something that's perplexing to me. But anyway, now you look at it. Chris Sale is now 3-8 on the season. The dude has an ERA north of 4. This is a guy that's been starting in All-Star games recently, made 7 consecutive All-Star games. This year, he has an ERA north of 4, and you just gave him $145 million. You have now lost, if you're the Boston Red Sox, 12 of the 18 games that Chris Sale has started in this year. Because I get it, pitchers' win-loss records aren't everything. Jacob deGrom won the Cy Young last year with a negative record, if you will. A sub-500 record because the Mets were so bad. Okay, I understand that. But the fact that he's been on the mound 18 times, you've lost 12 of those games, that tells you something about the way Chris Sale's pitching, especially considering he came into tonight with the 33rd best ERA in Major League Baseball for starting pitchers. Last year, if he qualified, he would have been second in that category. This year, 33rd entering tonight, and that's going down because now his ERA is at 4.04 on the season. But if you just look at it, okay, because I know what people are going to say, ooh, run support, he gets no run support whatsoever. Well, okay, you want to give me that? You say, well, what about the 17 strikeout game that he had against the Colorado Rockies earlier this season? All right, I'll give you that one, but you can also look at the fact that, well, they won a game, he got credited for a win against the Astros, when in that particular scenario, he had the bases loaded with one out, Marcus Walden came in the fifth inning, or rather in the sixth inning, bailed him out, got a double play ball from Jake Marisnik. I can give you the example of just what, a week and a half ago against these very Blue Jays, where he was horrible in that game, and the lineup bailed him out. So it works both ways. You look at Sale, you've lost 12 out of the 18 starts, right? So you just flip that around. What if right now you had won 12 of the 18 games that Chris Sale has started in this season? You're right now, if you look at it, you're 45-41. So if you flip that record around in terms of the games that Chris Sale has been on the mound for, I'm not going by the raw wins and loss record, if you will. I'm going by the times he's been on the mound and either the team's won or lost. If you reverse that record, if you've won 12 out of 18 starts, which I don't think that's too lofty to ask of the guy that is supposed to be the ace of the staff, although he's not the ace of the staff anymore. It's become abundantly clear this year, and after what transpired in the postseason last year, it's become crystal clear that the ace is David Price. Chris Sale's just a guy in the rotation right now. He's just another guy. That's what he is right now. He's turned into just another guy this season. He has some great games, but again, he has a 4.04 ERA. He's just another guy in a rotation this year. That's all he is. So you reverse that record. You're at 45-41 right now. If you had won 12 out of the 18 games that Chris Sale had started this year, your record would be 51-35. And you'd be feeling okay about your team. Now, you still have issues, and we can all acknowledge the bullpen has been a disaster all season long. In fact, the bullpen has been an atrocity all season long, and we're still waiting to see if there are going to be upgrades on the way. Thank God you got Nate Eovaldi coming back as a closer. Well, okay, now that Dave Dombrowski told us that, we're just going to take it at his word that, oh yeah, that means that the bullpen's got to be fine going forward, although we still don't have a definitive date on when Eovaldi's going to be in the bullpen. But clearly you would still have issues. But you'd feel a lot better about this team right now if you were sitting there at 51-35, if Chris Sale had just been doing his job this season. And Chris Sale, he has been by far the biggest disappointment on this team this year. Because Mookie Betts is having an off year, I understand that. But the offense is still unbelievable this season. You're top five in most statistical categories. In fact, you're first in a couple of statistical categories. On base percentage, you're first in the American League. Batting average, you're tied for first in all of baseball coming into today. So the lineup's been fine, despite the fact that Mookie Betts has been struggling a little bit. You want to point the finger at one guy, the most disappointing member of the Boston Red Sox right now? I don't even know how you think of anybody else. Maybe you want to point at the front office, but Dave Dombrowski's not a player. Because Dave Dombrowski certainly should be shouldering some blame right now for the product that's on the field. But Chris Sale, number one disappointment with this Red Sox team this season. If he was just giving you the type of season that David Price was giving you right now, where if you look at it from David Price's perspective, he's had three rough outings all season long. The rest of the outings David Price has been in, he's been outstanding. Nine of his outings, he's given up two earned runs or less. He has been dependable. Just like last night, he didn't have his best stuff. Just like Chris Sale didn't have his best stuff tonight. What did David Price do? Oh, call it crazy, he got through the vaunted Toronto Blue Jays lineup, okay, who came into today 28th in batting average, okay? That's where the Blue Jays rank from a statistical perspective. And Chris Sale got absolutely owned by that lineup. What do you make of Chris Sale's performance tonight? What do you make of your Red Sox right now? The number is 617-779-7937. Brian Barrett with you for the next about 3 hours or so right here on WEI as we take you through Red Sox Review.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, I mean, just They put good swings on them fastballs. He misfired those three. They put some good at bats, following up pitches. It's been a theme against them the whole season, you know, since the first game in Fenway and the last start and this one, you know. They keep spoiling pitchers and putting good swings on pitches in the zone. So, you know, the stuff, velocity was good. I think location was off and just a bad one.
Unbelievable. Chris Sale's kryptonite right now. The Toronto Blue Jays, the tanking Toronto Blue Jays, are Chris Sale's kryptonite right now. That's the kryptonite for Chris Sale, the damn Blue Jays. 617-779-7937 is the number. What'd you make of Chris Sale tonight? What do you make of your Boston Red Sox at this particular point in the season? Atrocious right now, 45-41. You look at it from Chris Sale's perspective, I agree with the manager. The guy had zero command whatsoever, no command over his fastball whatsoever. All three of the home runs were fastballs that he gave up tonight. This guy was struggling to get through the bottom portion of the Toronto Blue Jays order. Think about that. The bottom portion of the Toronto Blue Jays order. The Jays came into tonight 21st in runs, 28th in batting average at .232. OPS was 26th, and the on-base percentage was 27th. So they're 26th or worse in three of the major statistical offensive categories in Major League Baseball. And Chris Sale now on the season has an ERA north of 7 against the Toronto Blue Jays. It's one thing, like remember back in the day, years ago, when Pedro Martinez said the Yankees are my daddy? Right now, the Toronto Blue Jays are Chris Sale's daddy. The Toronto Blue Jays, okay? They have all rookies on their team. Basically, they're playing all rookies. They don't care if they win or lose. And they own Chris Sale. Alex Cora's talking about it's been a theme all season long against these guys with Chris. Yeah, it'd be one thing if you were talking about the Astros or the Yankees or the Rays or the Minnesota Twins, like a good baseball team. No, Chris Sale can't pitch against the Toronto Blue Jays. A guy that you guys just extended in the offseason. He can't function against the Toronto Blue Jays. You have got to be kidding me. You look at this start tonight. Chris Sale gives you 5 2/3. 5 2/3. 9 hits, 5 earned runs, 3 home runs. You know how many strikeouts Chris Sale had tonight? That's another concern. Just 5 strikeouts. Because usually, even when Chris Sale struggles, he has the strikeouts, right? He has the strikeouts. Chris Sale usually gives you the strikeouts. He gave up as many earned runs tonight as strikeouts. 5 strikeouts, 5 earned runs.
It's the same thing over and over. I got nothing new for you. It's just I haven't been good. I got to find a way to be better. And it's about as frustrated as I've ever been playing baseball.
Yeah, I'd say so, Chris. I'd say so. It was supposed to be a given that Chris Sale's in the All-Star game, right? He's supposed to be in the All-Star game each and every year. He has turned into just another guy. Your ace, the guy that you guys all wanted to be here long-term. The whole fan base was happy with Chris Sale. Everybody loves him. I still don't understand why the people in this town love Chris Sale. What has he ever done for you? He's been horrible in the postseason since he's been here. You look at 2 years ago in the Astros series, lost game one. Then he came in relief in game four of that series, gave it up. Last year, he was a non-factor in the postseason because he was dealing with an injury, but that's the point.
Chris Sale.
Yeah, Mark James, that's his nickname for him. He took the R out, you know, he just calls him Chris Sale now. So Chris Sale, though, last year, remember, he gave you one start against the Yankees that he won, and after that, he became a liability in the postseason. Guys like Nate Eovaldi and David Price had to pick him up. So I just don't understand what it is that Chris Sale's done for the people in this town that they love the guy so much. I don't understand it. He has not been clutch when it's a big situation. At no point since he's put on a Red Sox uniform, when it gets to September, his body breaks down, and in the postseason, the guy's been a zero. He's been not even a zero. He's been a negative to this organization. Oh, he struck out Manny Machado in the World Series. Oh, yeah, that was great. The game was over. Okay, it didn't matter who pitched against Manny Machado in that particular scenario. The game was over. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's get to Rich. He's in North Providence tonight. Rich, what's going on?
Good evening, Brian. Now, I don't understand why they don't put him on the disabled list to try to figure out what is going on with this guy.
That problem, Rich?
You don't have Nate Eovaldi right now, so you don't have a fifth starter. You put him on the DL, you got nobody else you can trot out there. Who else are you going to put in the rotation? So I just don't think they can do it based on the fact that you got all these guys. I understand what you're saying. Try to get him mentally cleaned up or something, because we don't know what's going on. He can't locate his pitches whatsoever. I mean, I understand your idea. I understand where you're coming from with that. But the problem is they haven't been able to figure out the fifth starter spot. The fifth starter is going three innings per game. So what are you going to do that for, two out of your five starts? I mean, you just can't do it.
And how many years is he signed for? How many more years?
He starts his five-year contract, five-year extension next year, okay? That kicks in next year, Rich.
Yeah. Again, you know, I don't think it took any type of Einstein to figure out that John Lester had the type of build, much better build, stronger build than Chris Sale. And, again, I would have, you know, myself, I would have, like, signed John Lester long-term and not this guy.
Yeah, it's unreal, Rich. You know, part of the reason they signed Chris Sale is because they even acknowledged this, is that they botched the John Lester contract. And those two situations could not be any more different. They botched the John Lester contract after he was coming off in a historic run for the Red Sox in that 2013 postseason. He was unbelievable. He was incredible. That was about David Ortiz at the plate and John Lester on the mound, right, in 2013. Chris Sale's coming off a postseason where he was a non-factor dealing with a shoulder injury. The postseason before that, he was horrible. The last three Septembers, he's broken down. So I don't understand how they related those two things. It made no sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah, and I mean, John Lester has had a pretty successful career with the Cubbies, has he not?
Yeah, I mean, he won a World Series there, and I appreciate the call. Rich, you can grab his line if you'd like to at 617-779-7937. You can grab his line if you'd like to. But the other part of the John Lester thing is, yeah, he's been pretty good for the Cubs. And you think about it in terms of why you think he would age better than Chris Sale would, because of the body, right? John Lester's got these huge, massive legs. You look at Chris Sale, he's tiny. And we had evidence that Chris Sale was going to break down. He'd been doing it for the past three seasons. And you signed him up after he could prove he could stay healthy. Like, that's what I've never understood. Getting back to the contract, I guess now, is I never understood that. Make him prove that he can pitch in September. The guy's never proven he can actually pitch in September, yet you guys rewarded him with this big contract. It made no sense to me whatsoever. You didn't have to give him the contract. Wait until after the season, and Chris Sale, if he gives you that great September that you still haven't gotten since he's been a member of the Red Sox organizations, both years that he has pitched for the Red Sox, in September, he has an ERA that is north of 350. You go back to his final season in Chicago, ERA in September is north of 350. Yet for whatever reason, maybe it was because they won the World Series and they decided that basically everybody that was on this team last year, with the exception of Kimbrel and Joe Kelly, they were just going to extend all the free agents, the Nathan Eovaldis, the Steve Pierces of the world, the Chris Sales of the world. Maybe that's what it was. They just wanted to extend him, and he wanted to be here, right? Chris Sale said, I want to be here. Maybe that's why you re-signed him. But my God, at least let the guy prove that he can stay healthy. I've been saying that from day one. This is a dumbass contract, okay? And this is, we're not even into the extension yet. Think about how bad this is going to be in a couple of years. Chris Sale's supposed to be dominant in April through August, right? That's supposed to be the given. He can't even give you that anymore. He can't even do that for you anymore. All right. What'd you make of Chris Sale's start tonight? What do you make of where the Red Sox are at right now? Do you want them to be buyers at the deadline, considering it doesn't look like this is a team that can compete for a World Series? Should they be buyers or should they be sellers? 617-779-7937, your number. Brian Barrett with you right here on Red Sox Review on WEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.